Hello there. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And for those of you who are struggling with weight or with body image or diet or all of that, don't worry, I'm not going to do a little commercial about this great diet craze. I'm just going to tell you that the Lord loves you, and He sees you, and He sees that struggle, and He will walk with you. And He will give you the ability to have, whether you need self-control or self-love, there's all sorts of different nuances to that particular journey. I'm walking it too, but I just want to let you know that you are seen and heard and loved. And He delights over you with singing. So rest in that today. All right, today I'm reading from Exodus chapter 18, verses 1 through 13. In the World English Bible, it says this. Now Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, how Yahweh had brought Israel out of Egypt. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, received Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her away, and her two sons. The name of one son was Gershom, for Moses said, I have lived as a foreigner in a foreign land. The name of the other was Eleazar, for he said, My father's God was my help and delivered me from Pharaoh's sword. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with Moses' sons and his wife to Moses in the wilderness, where he was encamped at the mountain of God. He said to Moses, I, your father-in-law Jethro, have come to you with your wife and her two sons with her. Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and bowed and kissed him. They asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. Moses told his father-in-law all that Yahweh had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardships that had come on them on the way, and how Yahweh had delivered them. Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which Yahweh had done to Israel, in that he had delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Jethro said, Blessed be Yahweh, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that Yahweh is greater than all gods because of the way that they treated people arrogantly. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. On the next day, Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood around Moses from the morning to the evening. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is such a beautiful interaction here, and one of the things that I love about it is just the importance of having people older than us in the faith to talk through and to gain wisdom from, and not to despise, but to welcome. Lord, in so many cultures around the world, people who are older are valued. In our culture, at least in the American culture, older people are not valued. And I just ask for forgiveness on behalf of American Christians who maybe have listened much more to younger voices rather than seeking the wisdom of older voices. And so, Lord, help us today and this week and this month and this year to seek out the wiser folks in our lives. Seek out those who have gone ahead of us in their battles. They've got some battle scars, and they have learned the hard way a lot of things about how good you are, how amazing you are, how you are with us, even through the valley of the shadow of death, you're with us. And so, Lord, would you bring those older believers? And Lord, in the same vein, I pray that all of us are probably older than somebody else, right? And so help us to, instead of being insecure about where we are with you, that instead we would take on the mantle of discipling the next generation beneath us, that generation is actually looking for mentors as well, just like we're longing for mentors. And maybe we won't experience it, but we sure can be that which we did not have. And so, Lord, we pray that you would show us and just quicken us, even right now as I'm praying this, quicken my friend to think of someone that they could pour their lives into, to just know that they're a little bit farther along the journey. And that's where discipleship happens. It happens in the context of relationship. It happens in the context of tea and coffee over talking. It happens throughout life. And so, Lord, we just thank you so much for the example of Moses and his reverence and kindness toward his father-in-law. His father-in-law, who ends up expressing his faith in Yahweh. It's just such a beautiful interaction of generations and your passing down of things from generation to generation and passing down of spiritual truth. So we just thank you for that. Help us to become mentors, and we pray that you would bring mentors into our lives. Pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you probably know this, but if, in case you don't, there is a free Pray Every Day app. You can get it on Google Play or iTunes. And it's just a really easy and nice way to remind yourself of every day's episode. So you can have that for free. Obviously, everything here is free. And so I'm just thankful that I have this opportunity to be able to pray over you and to spend this kind of intimate time together every day. So I hope today's a good day and that you know that God is singing over you with joy.